Motor Talk with David Berthon for Ozcar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit ozcar.com.au.
Driving the Kia Sportage this week, this medium-sized SUV in one of the hottest market segments has received an update, mostly under the skin, and a lengthy drive on demanding country roads this week showed it's a big improver. Mainly in ride and handling, where Kia suspension engineer Graham Gambold has really worked his magic. Visually, it's a little different, a little more masculine up front, perhaps while the diesel model now gets an 8-speed gearbox, petrol versions retaining 6-speed units. Autonomous emergency braking and lane keep assist have also been added to what is a very comprehensive standard equipment list. The Kia Sportage comes in 4 trim levels with a choice of 3 engines, depending on model, 2-litre and 2.4-litre petrol and 2-litre diesel, and again, depending on model, a choice of front or all-wheel drive. Prices have lifted by $1,000 to $1,700, starting from $29,990 and running to $47,690. And of course, it gets Kia's very persuasive 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Interestingly, the Kia Sportage sits on the same platform as sister company Hyundai's Tucson SUV, but feels smaller inside. The entry SI with 2-litre engine lacks a little performance sparkle compared to the 2.4 petrol and strong 2-litre diesel. However, the equipment list is most comprehensive, with dual-zone climate control and rear vents, a rear-view camera, rear parking sensors, cruise control and 17-inch alloys. A much improved model. I'm David Berthon.